move by Bolivia to nationalize its gas fields is having a mixed impact on foreign companies which are active in the country, which boasts South America's second largest natural gas reserves. Shares in the Spanish firm Repsol, the most exposed of the major Western oil companies there, started 3% lower but regained ground in later trade. The British gas firm BG Group, which also has large reserves in Bolivia, also opened lower before rebounding. But the news has had little effect on other oil majors like the UK's BP and France's Total, which have small interests in Bolivia. And analysts say that the long-term impact of this nationalization is likely to be small.
The one sort of saving grace, I suppose, today with this news is that it was largely expected. Investors knew that the terms were getting tougher in Bolivia and that the prospect of even losing these assets was there. And so consequently, the value of the assets was being written down very much by investors.
Still, there is a great deal of uncertainty over how the nationalization is supposed to work. It appears that foreign oil firms will be relegated to simply operating the fields, with all oil and gas production going to the state energy company. And in light of tax hikes introduced last year, some investors are now concerned that operations in Bolivia may no longer be economically viable. Matt Cowan, Reuters.
Hello, here are the latest headlines from the Reuters newsroom in London at 10:20 GMT, that's 20 past 6 in the morning on the east coast of the US. 3 weeks after losing the Italian general election, it appears that Silvio Berlusconi is finally going to resign as Prime Minister. Mr. Berlusconi has refused until now to concede defeat after the tightest vote in Italian history, but now he seems to have no choice. The Prime Minister-in-waiting, Romano Prodi, and his coalition have a working majority. Their candidates for Speaker have won votes in both Houses of Parliament. If all goes to plan, Prodi's centre-left government could be in power by the end of the week. Bolivia is renationalizing its gas industry and threatening to expel foreign companies unless they submit to state control. Like his ally, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, the Bolivian president Evo Morales was elected on promises to spend oil and gas wealth on helping the poor. He's ordering the army to occupy natural gas fields, pipelines and refineries, apparently reducing foreign owners to operators. The full meaning is unclear, but the rhetoric is unflinching. Speaking at a gas installation, he says, tomorrow or the day after, it'll be mining, then the forestry sector, and eventually all natural resources. There's been fresh fighting in Sri Lanka, jeopardizing hopes of a truce to avert renewed civil war. These bystanders were caught in a crossfire from a shootout yesterday. This morning, Tamil Tigers have opened fire with artillery after accusing the army of shelling their territory. The government denies launching the attack, which looks to have been carried out by a breakaway rebel faction that's suspected of being backed by the army. Peace talks are on hold after 3 weeks of rebel attacks, government airstrikes and riots that have killed at least 120 people. A Middle Eastern TV channel has broadcast footage which appears to show Iraqis trampling on the corpse of a former aide, Saddam Hussein. Mohammed al-Zubaydi, a prime minister under Saddam, died in US Army custody last December after being captured in April 2003. These pictures from Al Arabiya show al-Zubaydi in the state-run morgue to which his body was later transferred. Step on his mouth, says an Arabic voice, before a foot appears on screen. Well now, 3 years after Saddam's fall, most Iraqis are furious that electricity supplies are still below pre-war levels. But their misfortune is a money spinner for some in Baghdad. Sales of portable generators are booming as people struggle to power their homes on the 4 or 5 hours of electricity they get each day from the national grid. As summer starts to heat up, the biggest priority is to keep fans and air coolers going. As a result, most houses now have their own generators. This market is doing a roaring trade, even finding buyers for machines that rarely work. Well, that's all from us for now, but there's plenty more on that story and the rest of the day's news on Reuters.com. Thanks very much for watching. Goodbye.
Business Update. I'm Chris Burns in London with the global business headlines. The U.S. Federal Reserve is emphasizing its determination to keep inflation under control after a key measure of inflation rose last month. The head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve has told reporters inflation is as high as he would like it to go. At the same time, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is countering the impression he gave last week that the rate rise cycle could go on hold soon. He's reportedly told a CNBC reporter that markets misread his latest congressional testimony. He's saying, "It's worrisome that people would look at me as dovish and not necessarily an aggressive inflation fighter." Well, this has helped the dollar strengthen. Let's just have a look. What we're looking at here is the euro against the dollar. You see there that the euro's been at one-year highs, i.e. the dollar at one-year lows, but that tick down shows the dollar strengthening, although euro now recouping some of that territory. Euro-dollar 126.5. Bolivia is threatening to evict foreign companies from its natural gas fields unless they transfer production to the state within 6 months. This nationalization move strengthens President Evo Morales' role, along with Venezuela's Hugo Chavez and Cuba's Fidel Castro, in Latin America's new axis of leftist leaders who oppose U.S. and big business influence on the continent. Reuters European oil and gas correspondent Tom Bergen says it's bad news for investors, but not unexpected.
To find a country like Bolivia, which has got the second largest reserves in Latin America of gas, the prospect of being thrown out of that country is very bad news for them indeed. The one sort of saving grace, I suppose, today with this news is that it was largely expected. Investors knew that the terms were getting tougher in Bolivia and that the prospect of even losing these assets was there, and so consequently the value of the assets was being written down very much by investors.
Let's have a look at stocks that have been affected by that decision. Energy stocks. Repsol is the key stock that's been hurt, the Spanish stock there. That is down 2%. British Gas Group, BG Group, and Total. They had been coming under some sort of shadow, but they're now recovering. They are both up 1%. In corporate news, Credit Suisse is reporting first quarter net profit of 2.6 billion Swiss francs, well ahead of forecasts. Here's our Berlin correspondent, Merlin Kuhner.
Europe's eighth biggest bank has reported results that even are beating the most optimistic forecasts. Where does it come from? Well, investment banking and wealth management. In investment banking, trading income up 138% compared to the last quarter. And in wealth management, they had an inflow of cash in to their wealth management of 14.5 billion Swiss francs. That compared to an outlook or a forecast by analysts of around 10 billion Swiss francs.
Thanks very much for that, Merlin. Africa's biggest cell phone operator, MTN, is buying the Dubai-based Investcom for $5.5 billion as part of its expansion plans. After this deal, MTN would be running networks in 21 countries with 28 million subscribers. Let's have a look at all those stocks. Credit Suisse, that is up 1%. MTN, down 3%. Investors worried about what it's taking on there. Investcom, that's a London market quotation for that Dubai-based company. Investcom is up 24%. Just moving on to look at the wider market indices. The FTSE Reverse 300 is up 0.75%. Miners and metals are companies that are helping to support the equity indices this Tuesday morning. National market indices, they're up between 0.5% and 0.75%. We're just looking at the oil price. It's above $74 a barrel. Comments from Iran's deputy oil minister warning that oil could go over $100 a barrel by next winter. Light crude for June delivery, up 0.75%, $74.26. That's Business Update. More on